In a small village surrounded by towering forests, there lived a brother and sister named Leo and Emma. They loved exploring the woods near their home, where they often pretended to be adventurers searching for hidden treasures. One day, something very unexpected happened. While wandering deeper into the forest than ever before, Leo and Emma stumbled upon a massive, old tree that seemed to touch the clouds. Its bark was silver, and its leaves shimmered with every color of the rainbow. The children stood in awe. Leo whispered that he had never seen this tree before. Emma, who was braver, reached out and touched the tree's trunk. Suddenly, a tiny wooden door appeared in the side of the tree. It creaked open, revealing a spiral staircase that led up into the branches. Emma asked excitedly if they should go up. Without hesitation, Leo nodded, and together they began to climb. The staircase wound through the tree, and as they climbed higher, the air around them began to glow. Little sparkles of light floated by, like tiny stars dancing around the branches. The higher they went, the lighter they felt, as if they were walking on air. Finally, they reached the top, where they discovered the most magical treehouse they had ever seen. The walls were made of glowing wood, and the roof sparkled with gold. Inside, everything was soft and cozy, with cushions made of clouds and shelves filled with glittering books. As they looked around in amazement, a gentle voice spoke, welcoming them. They turned to see a beautiful fairy, her wings sparkling like diamonds. She introduced herself as Lyra, guardian of the enchanted treehouse. Leo and Emma were speechless. A real fairy, Emma finally managed to ask why this place was there. Lyra smiled kindly, explaining that the treehouse had been hidden for many years, waiting for two brave adventurers to discover it. This wasn't just any treehouse. It was a place where dreams come true. Emma's eyes lit up at the word dreams. Lyra nodded, telling them that anything they could imagine could happen here. She asked if they wanted to fly, visit the stars, or meet a talking dragon. Leo and Emma exchanged excited glances. This was beyond their wildest dreams. Leo eagerly asked if they could do all of that. Lyra replied that they could, but only if their hearts were kind and their imaginations big. The magic of the treehouse grew with their dreams. Without another word, Leo closed his eyes and thought about flying. Instantly, his feet lifted off the ground, and he was soaring around the treehouse, laughing with joy. Emma followed, imagining she could visit the moon, and suddenly, they were surrounded by twinkling stars and floating past planets, their eyes wide with wonder. They spent hours exploring new worlds, meeting talking animals, and discovering treasures hidden in the clouds. In the enchanted treehouse, time didn't seem to matter. Every moment was filled with magic. But as the sun began to set outside the tree, Lyra appeared once more, gently telling them it was time to return home. The children felt a little sad, but they knew they couldn't stay forever. Leo asked if they would ever be able to come back. Lyra smiled, assuring them that the treehouse would always be there, waiting for them. As long as they kept dreaming, its magic would never fade. With that, Lyra waved her hand, and Leo and Emma found themselves standing at the base of the enchanted tree, back in the forest. The tiny door had vanished, and the tree stood still and silent, as if nothing had happened. But Leo and Emma knew better. They looked at each other, their eyes sparkling with the magic they had experienced. Emma grinned, saying they would come back. Leo added that until then, they would dream. Hand in hand, they made their way home, their hearts full of wonder, knowing that the enchanted treehouse and its endless magic would always be waiting for them. That night, as they drifted off to sleep, they dreamt of flying through the stars once more.